Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7-3-7-3-3. Now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calta Show.
7:06 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone on a victory Monday for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yesterday, besides the ass whipping that the Bears got, the stories that were floating around the stadium, David Beckham was there. Brady gave that kid with cancer, or that kid that recovered from cancer, his hat, and it was just a bunch of great moments. But one of them that was most talked about yesterday on the news and during the game was that Mike Evans, who gives away most of his touchdowns to fans, gave away Tom Brady's 600th touchdown. And the ball was given to a Buccaneers fan, and that fan joins us right now. His name is Bo Kennedy. Bo, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great to talk to you. I watched it on the news 100 times last night, and we're so lucky to be able to get to you on the air because I have so many questions. First of all, how long have you had those seats right there?
I actually don't own the seats. My buddy has season tickets next to me and happened to invite me to the game today.
Wow. And so. And were you wearing an Evans jersey, or did he just spot you out as he was running in?
Yeah, I had an Evans jersey on. I think I happened to wear that hat because I didn't want to get sunburnt today. So I think that helped him spot me.
And he runs over and he gives you the ball, and then I'm sure you saw it on the news right now. They show Evans lipping, talking to one of the coaches. He's like, "I gave away that ball." Like, you realize what had happened. You had no clue, right?
I had no idea. Mike had no idea. I also saw the picture of Tom on the side. He absolutely knew.
Yeah. Right when they scored a touchdown, they announced the same. Like, that is Tom Brady's 600th career touchdown.
Were you like, oh, my God, I have it? Or did you not even kick in?
I had no idea. I was just celebrating. I had never gotten a ball like that. It was just an unreal moment. And it completely went over my head until a couple minutes later when people started telling me.
Now, at what point, how long do you have it? Now, when it's is it going through your head, oh, my God, this ball must be worth a lot of money? Or did you even not even think about that?
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
It was just cool to get a ball.
And how long until the guy came over with you and started to negotiate with you?
It was probably like 5 minutes, maybe. I was able to take a bunch of pictures of the ball and all that sort of stuff.
Did you think they were going to ask for it back when they started talking to you? Or like, were you like, what's going on? Were you totally surprised?
Well, he pretty much immediately said, is there any way we can get that ball back? So that's kind of what he led with.
Yeah, and were you like, absolutely not?
Yes, that was how I started. I told him no a couple times. He's like, Tom Brady really wants his 600th touchdown ball. And what am I going to do, say no to Tom Brady? I can't do that.
I had to tell you, I feel the same way. I'm a fan, and if that was me, I would have been like, yeah, I'm not going to take it away from Tom Brady. But
how much does Tom Brady's wallet want to bet?
You know you're in a good position to do some negotiating.
I would have said, I'd give Tom the ball back, but I'm be the one to hand it to him.
Yeah, that would have been cool, too.
I didn't do that. I told the guy, if Tom Brady comes over and asks for it, I will hand it to him.
And he says please beforehand.
Yeah. So at what point did they start negotiating with you?
Pretty much right there. He immediately said, like, what if we give you a signed jersey, this and that. They said Tom was probably going to come over and say hey to me after the game, but unfortunately that didn't end up happening.
Oh, that sucks.
So I actually went golfing that morning. So I heard Tom saying after the press conference saying that he's going to take care of me. So I'm hoping that Tom wants to play golf with me.
Well, I mean, we should really...
I heard Tom saying after the press conference saying that he's going to take care of me. So I'm hoping that Tom wants to play golf with me.
Well, I mean, we should really push for that as a community. We should say, listen, this guy, go shoot 9 holes with Buck. Yeah, they say it's worth a half million. I don't know what you do for a living, sir, but $500,000 would mean a lot to a lot of people.
It does. I mean, I'm not strapped for cash or anything like that. I'm just started working as a doctor as well, so I will be okay.
You should be fine. I think that was real cool of you to give it back, and I think that's cool of the Bucks to try and take care of you, and I think Tom should go the extra step and do something for you. I think we already love the guy. It would make us love him even more. I mean, between him doing something for you and helping that little kid yesterday who had Tom Brady help me get through cancer sign, I believe we all fell in love again with Tom Brady yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
And meanwhile,
I'm just hoping that Tom knows my name at this point, because that would be amazing.
Well, look, I don't want you to tell everybody where you work, but I would imagine you're going to be getting hit up a lot today from people.
Yeah, there were probably 6 different people who came over and interviewed me during the game, like before even halftime, immediately after that ball.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, you're,
did you go back and listen to the broadcast? Because Tony Romo was saying you should have asked for a date with Giselle.
I did see that. I saw it on the NFL Network and stuff like that, too. It was crazy.
Well, look, I think you did the right thing. I think that's pretty awesome, and I do think that Tom Brady should do something cool for you because you didn't hold him over the coals. Most people would have held out, would have asked for cash or something like that, but you're pretty cool about it. So, congratulations.
Worth more than a little bit of money.
That's what I'm saying. So if you get a chance, and I met him one time, and he's even more beautiful in person. So if you get the opportunity to golf with him, good luck golfing well.
Sculpted jawline.
Yeah, you just could be staring at him going, how can he be so beautiful? That's very cool of you to give it back and be a good fan, and I appreciate you coming on the show. I know you got to get to work this morning. Thanks for taking the time out for us.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Have a great day, buddy. There you go. Bo Kennedy.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.